This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is the Agro Pelter.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Pithecocephalus?
Pithecocephalus hermestes.
Yes. And this is a little dude.
Yeah. So this is a little awakened rhesus monkey. Who the guide seems very invested in telling us is harmless. That it's going to do, they sell beyond the clothes that these things will only throw their feces at you.
As if they do talk about throwing getting feces thrown at you as if it's not a big deal.
So there's attacks many times. There's attacks that will kill you, and there are attacks that will make you wish you were dead.
Yes, they throw feces at you. They do feces ambushes.
Yep,
which is like, woo, you know, that's intense.
They will destroy your gear. Like they will wreck up whatever they can, and then this is a quote: despoil the rest with excrement.
Yes, these guys are very single issue voters.
Yeah, these guys are Pablo Picassos.
Yeah. they just love it. Like whenever you only have shit, everything looks like a nail that you'd like to put shit upon.
Yeah.
So they're made of these Reese's monkeys.
Sorry, was that intentional?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, the Reese's monkey. The ET used to eat. They love these delicious peanut butter monkeys. And this is interesting because they talk about their origin in this. These things are actually from a specific lab in Portland.
Yeah.
In the future, where there's this weird kind of thing in this book. Like, you know how we got to know the author of the Monsters Manual a little bit, or a couple of the different authors.
Right.
I think the person who wrote this Shadowrun book, despite the fact that Shadowrun is kind of counterculture and everything, has a weird kind of conservative streak.
Yeah, especially like a very distinctly late 80s, early 90s, like, oh, these eco freaks, am I right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like
every once in a while they get Dennis Miller to write a guest paragraph in this book, because there's a lot of stuff of just like, oh, these people are whining about these animals being sentient. Give me a break and give me a steak. Smoking here.
Yeah, but both of us are carnivores.
Absolutely. Yeah, I would eat one of these things. I mean, I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah, like, roll me up to one of them Temple of Doom tables.
Yeah, I should like to eat this sentient monkey's brain.
Yeah. But when we're criticizing the shadow talk about, like, are they sentient, and then also who cares, you know, we're not entirely coming at this with completely clean hands. There's a little bit of like plausible deniability, because these are actually characters who are talking, so who
knows?
Yeah.
So we end up with, but it's just the characters that tend to be kind of eco focused are always kind of mocked.
Yes.
You know, as the way they're presented, like they're kind of straw men.
Mm-hmm.
So this has a kind of a Greenpeace, you know, organization that lit all these test monkeys out of this lab. The most interesting thing about this, though, was that they were trying to awaken them, which shows this game world, when this stuff first started happening, they were trying to push it.
Right.
Like, how do we get these monkeys? Like, oh, shit, you know, my horse turned into a unicorn. How do I turn this Reese's monkey into a peanut butter surprise? And so they're trying to do it by exposing it to magic and pollutants and stuff.
Yeah.
And they have this awesome like moment where it is a genetic thing. Like it worked. They did it to one, and all of the rest of the ones spontaneously turned into the thing.
But yeah, like,
across the world.
Yeah, it's like the literal 100th monkey problem, right? You may have glossed over that when it was in nine hours, nine persons, nine doors. But like that is what that is invoking.
No, I didn't gloss over anything. I'm on the record as having
but it's super cool that the you know it works that pseudoscience into this. They just like, oh, you know, all of a sudden, you know, we are trying to goblinize some monkeys, we did it to just one too many, and boom, every Reese's monkey in North America is completely
spontaneously turns into the shit cannon. Like, just like, what we need are more sentient creatures that only like rubbing shit on things. How do we blast this thing with pollution until it becomes that? The illustration too is worth looking at, because I think if you were to take the head off of this and put Iggy Pop or Lemmy on there, it would just make just as much sense. It's a real stringy, like 70s rock drug
yeah. guy. I do love that they decided on the pose, but the thought, I really don't want to draw a monkey wag on this thing.
Yeah, so everything has a massive bush, man. Like, yeah. It keeps coming up on this thing where everything has no dick, but just the most pubic hair that anyone's ever had.
Yeah, like
beyond seven, like sopping wet, like pubic hair that's just hanging down. Like, it looks like it's just, like he just got out of a very specific shower.
Gary, if we're going to continue the season, I'm going to need you to never say a sopping wet pubic hair again.
That's it for this show.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.